Hi there, welcome along to the Sunday Mail podcast this week with myself, Alison Craig, www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. Now, I've been married for 15 years, and you know what it's like after 15 years. You can have a little bit of an argy-bargy with one another, can't you? And I had a bit of a day like that with Dave the other day, and I thought, you know, it's always nice to know that you're not alone.
Well, Dave's getting a new car. Until his new car arrived, the garage has lent him a Range Rover. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever been in. It's like driving around in a lounge. People don't let you out if you're waiting at give way signs because it's a Range Rover, and frankly, I wouldn't let them out either. They're ridiculous cars. I feel like the only thing missing is the remote control for the TV.
So Dave was a bit miffed, you know, men and their cars, they're very sensitive about the whole thing. So I said, look, calm yourself, drop me off, I'll rampage around the shops, pick up something for tea and get a bunch of flowers because it was his mum's birthday, so that was fine. When I went into my bag, I realised my mobile phone was actually in the house. So I found a phone box, phoned him up, left a very quick message saying, I'll meet you in the park round the corner from where I am in about 20 minutes' time, and off I went. Picture the scene. I'm standing in the middle of the park with a bunch of flowers in one hand, but no glasses on, I can't see properly, it's getting slightly darkish, and I'm looking for a man. Well, not just a man, my husband. And where is he exactly? Good question.
That is the giddy limit now. Another woman was a... well, woman... man. Another man with a black dog and a wee hairy dog, just like our two. Waved at him, walked right up to him, smiling. What sort of smiling, actually? I probably was not smiling, I was probably scowling. Because I've been here another 15 minutes and there's still no sign of him. God. Do men need GPS systems attached to their thighs now?
And then another 10 minutes went by.
That looks like Dave, but unless he's a bigamist, because he seems to be with a woman in a pram. Maybe he is a bigamist. Maybe that's what he is. There's another black dog. Right, that's it. I'm swapping my black dog. This is ridiculous. In fact, maybe you're not allowed into this park unless you've got a black dog. I can see at least six from here. Not one. It's making its way to me. I suppose I could shout biscuits.
I think I was being very calm and in control at this stage. Of course, that wasn't going to last. Cut to another 10 minutes later.
What stuns me is where in God's name do you think I am? If you say, I'll walk towards the park and I'll meet you there, you would walk towards the park and you would meet someone there. I'm now standing here like a lemon. I feel like I'm on a blind date. I'm standing here with a bunch of flowers looking bloody stupid.
Then, of course, the threats start going through my head.
If he's just gone home, leaving me strutting about like a halfwit, I'll be bloody furious. Where else do you think he was going to go? Be teleported back to the house? Great, here's our mucker.
Yes, it wasn't a mugger, obviously, because I'm still here to tell the tale, but I have to say it was very shortly after that, as the park was getting dark, it was very, very cold, that I began to lose the will to live.
My flowers are drooping. My buds are wilting. My fronds are flumping. This is well, it's not raining. That really would be straight to the lawyer's office for a decree, Nissy.
And so the long, lonely walk went on until eventually I saw what was a fabulous sight, a red telephone box in the distance. What a joy. I made a beeline for it.
You're in a phone box for a long time. It smells the same. Like somebody's just defecated in it. Paul's diverted, he's not even answering his phone. Dave, it's me. I've been walking about like a lemon for about an hour. I don't know where you are. Oh, for God's sake. Off the bloody phone.
So anyway, I kept phoning, and it was engaged. I was infuriated.
Oh, get off the phone.
Finally, lucky Dave, I managed to get him on the telephone.
Well, I've been looking for you two for the past half hour. Where have you been looking? Well, I said I would walk towards the park by Bert's bar, and I would walk up that way, so I've been in the park for the past half an hour. Yes! Approaching lots of men with black dogs, thinking it was you because I haven't got my specs on. Now, where are you? Oh, for f***'s sake. I'm out of money, I'm in a phone box. No, I'll get a taxi. There's no point in you coming back out now. Oh my God, bye-bye.
Alison Craig, martyr. Why didn't he just come out and get me? No, I'll be fine. Of course, I wasn't fine. By then, it was dark. It was pouring with rain. I was absolutely furious. And by the time I got home, I just wanted to give him a punch. I didn't, though, because I'm a mature woman of the millennium, sort of. Anyway, so that was me having one of my dramas. And it just shows you we are very happily married. Honest, gov, 15 years down the road, you can have a carry-on like that and still have a good laugh about it 15 minutes later. Although a drink helped. So until next week, I will look forward to hearing you, seeing you, downloading you, whatever you want to do. It's all very technical, /... email. sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. And download me next week. And I'll see you then. Bye.